Taiwan lifted restrictions on Chinese tourists in July, tripling the number allowed in each day to 3,000. But since then, the number of mainland visitors has risen to only about 500 a day, up from about 160 earlier in the year. By contrast, the number of mainland visitors surged in Hong Kong in 2003 after new rules allowed more tourists from China. More than 5 million arrived in the 6 months after restrictions were lifted, compared with 7 million total visitors in all of 2002. Taiwan's president, Ma Ying-jeou, is making closer economic ties with China a cornerstone of his presidency. Since he took office in May, Taiwan and China have established direct shipping, cargo, and postal links. President Ma recently said that an increase in daily flights this month will soon help boost the number of visitors, but he declined to project how many will come in 2009.
I think certainly we continue to try to solicit more tourists from the mainland, but at the moment we cannot have a very definite figure how many we'll be able to get beginning next year.
Mr. Ma says that China is also working to boost tourism to Taiwan. The number of mainland travel agencies authorized to work with tourists coming to Taiwan will jump to 165 from 33 now. In addition, the number of Chinese provinces permitted to send tourists will increase to at least 23, up from the current 13. Taiwan split politically from mainland China in 1949, when nationalist forces fled the mainland at the end of the Civil War. Beijing views Taiwan as part of its territory and has threatened to take the democratically ruled island by force should its leaders move to declare independence. Although Taiwan businesses have invested billions of dollars in China, there were almost no direct transportation links between the two until this year. That meant business travelers and tourists had to stop in Hong Kong or another city when going to and from the mainland. Taiwan officials had hoped that easing the travel restrictions would bring in a flood of Chinese tourists who would spend up to $2 billion annually. That would give a boost to the economy, which is struggling because of the global financial crisis. But travel agents in Taiwan are not certain how lucrative the mainland business will be. Agents here handle local hotel accommodations and travel reservations for mainlanders. But so far, smaller agencies have been hesitant to enter the market because of the small number of tourists and burdensome restrictions, such as the requirement that mainland tourists travel in groups of 10. There's also a risk that a mainland tourist would not return home. Salaries are higher in Taiwan, leading many locals to fear that Chinese tourists will try to stay here illegally. According to Taiwan's National Immigration Agency, 124 mainlanders disappeared from their tour groups between July and the end of September. William Chin is the president of Ole Travel Services in Taipei.
现在来说的话, 只要是说有,
Chin says that according to the current regulations, if any Chinese tourist escapes from his group, he would be fined 20,000 new Taiwan dollars. That's about 615 U.S. dollars. He also has to pay the Tourism Bureau a deposit of 2 million new Taiwan dollars in advance. That's about 61,000 U.S. dollars. If he loses all 10 tourists, he'll be in the red. Another problem is that mainland visitors may fear they will not be welcome in Taiwan. In October, a visiting Chinese official was shoved to the ground by pro-independence protesters. Last month, Chen Yunlin, the president of China's Association for Relations Across the Taiwan Strait, was greeted by protests throughout his historic visit to Taipei.
海协会的陈云林来台湾，因为有了很多人抗议。
Chun says there were a lot of protests and controversy during Chun Yunlin's visit, which caused some trepidation amongst the Chinese people. But he says they would still like to come to Taiwan if possible. He says, however, that he'll wait and see how the market grows before deciding to take on mainland visitors as clients. Reporting for VOA News, I'm Thibault Wirth in Taipei.